I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Biden is nominating Julie Hsu, the current deputy, as his next labor secretary. Marty Walsh left to take a job as head of the National Hockey League Players Association. Arguments are being heard before the Supreme Court on the legal fight over President Biden's plan to wipe away or reduce student loans for millions of Americans. It's been blocked by Republican-appointed judges in lower courts. University of Texas student Isabel Egbasi is outside the court.
Because of the high rates of tuition, especially because as a result of post-COVID inflation, it's just really important that we also have the ability to pursue higher education and get degrees.
Opponents say this is a clear violation of President Biden's executive authority. A report seen by the AP shows inspectors from the United Nations nuclear watchdog found uranium particles enriched up to 83% in Iran's underground Fordo nuclear site. I'm Ed Donahue.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.